So for today, we're on page 57, Kof Mem Zayin, a new siman. You probably know this halacha, or hopefully you know this halacha. Melachama says, "Asur lechalz b'sefer Torah arum below matfachas." You're not allowed to hold on to or grab onto sefer Torah with your bare hands, without anything in between. Let's see. The Ramah says, "V'yishon rum duhadin shar kisvei kodesh." Some say not only applies to the sefer Torah, but others svarim too. We'll see more about this. Turn the page. But the Ramah says the custom is not like that. We'll see what that means too. V'tov lahachmir imlo natal yadav, and it's best to be machmir, to be stringent, not to grab onto with your bare hand any sefer with your bare hand, unless you wash your hands first. But with a sefer Torah, you can't even do that. You can't, even if you wash your hands before, you can't grab onto the sefer Torah with your bare hand. Okay, let's pause here for a second. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous case, and I'm sure you see that. And that is, somebody goes Hagla, which we're going to get into, Hagla and Lila. So sometimes the parchment falls down, you know, and you want to make it even. So you're not allowed to grab onto it with your hand and pull it up, or whatever the case may be, because it's halacha. Therefore, what you do, and you usually see this, is somebody uses, they're wearing a talus, they use a talus to interrupt between their hand and the parchment, and they raise it that way. Believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down an opinion that this not only applies by the parchment of the Sefer Torah, but brings down opinions that say even the poles, let's say chayim, of the Sefer Torah, you should not hold on to with your bare hand. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't do that. Some people are machmir to do that. And when they hold on to the Sefer Torah by poles, they hold on to the poles, they use their talus. But the Mishnah Berurah says the custom is not to do that. And in a place where we don't do that, which is probably most places I know of, so if you do it, if you want to be machmir and not hold on to the pole of the Sefer Torah with your bare hand, you should do it in a way that people won't notice because of yuhara. Because you look like a wild guy, right? And nobody else is careful about this, and all of a sudden, I'm the cat's meow. You know, I'm Machmir. So, I should have mentioned that the Chavetz Chaim says that the Gemara brings down that a person who does this, Chas V'Shalom, they hold on to or grab onto the parchment, the Sefer Torah, with their bare hand. They are buried bare. They're buried bare from the mitzvah which they did. So in other words, whatever mitzvah they were doing. So let's say they were laning, right? Let's say they were Baal Kavra, and they held on to the Sefer Torah with their bare hand. So they will not get that mitzvah of laning from the Torah. Let's say they went Glila, right? And they grabbed hold, right? And like I said before, it came down, and they grabbed hold with their bare hand and lifted up, so they'll be buried. After they die, they won't get that mitzvah. They'll be buried without bear of that mitzvah. They won't get that mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that it not only applies to holding on, which was the language of the Mechaber, but you shouldn't touch the Sefer Torah also with your bare hand. You know, people don't do that, right? We're not supposed to do that. So the Chofetz Chaim says this is specifically if there's no need. But if there's a big need, for example, you have to fix the Sefer Torah. So are you going to fix the Sefer Torah, you know, unless you touch the Sefer Torah? It's going to be, you could do it, but it's going to be a little difficult. So then the Chofetz Chaim says, then you could touch the Sefer Torah. Or are you fixing it like various things that we have to do to fix the Sefer Torah, that it's very difficult to do otherwise, so then you could. But, and you probably heard this halakha before, before you do that, you should wash your hands. You have to wash your hands before you do that. But the Chofetz Chaim says, if there's no need, and you just want to touch the Torah, so washing your hands doesn't help. Washing your hands. So the washing your hands doesn't help. It only helps in those dire situations when we have to touch the Torah. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into this a little more. Again, so the Ramah said the same thing applies by Svarim. What does that mean? So again, we'll see Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We'll get into it a little more. It doesn't refer to our Svarim. Right? It doesn't refer. Rather, it's referring to the old-fashioned Svarim, right? In other words, that they're in a scroll, and they're written on parchment, and they're written with ink, and so then they are sort of like a Sefer Torah. It could be look like, or so then that's the question, if you should be machmir in that case. But we'll get into that tomorrow. We're running a little late, so we'll see about that.
There's no question about in terms of the covering of the Eitz Chaim, just the scroll itself.
Hmm?
And involving the where you're intermediate of the covering or the Eitz Chaim, it's not a problem. It's just the actual parchment.
Right. It's just the parchment itself. Okay.